It is the Total Theater Tony Show, where we are looking at the nominees for the different categories of this year's Tony Awards. We've been having a lot of critics talk about what their thoughts are, and our next one, very, very proud and excited to have with us, as she has been for several years. She is a theater critic for WMNR Fine Arts Radio in Connecticut. She's also on the executive board and the nominating committee for the Outer Critics Circle, and she is a founding member of the Connecticut Critics Circle. Please welcome to the neighborhood on this Tony Show, Roslyn Friedman. How are you, Roz?
Oh, I'm great, David. This is my favorite time of the year when awards are being chosen and given, and it's all very exciting.
And
after attending so many plays.
This whole season, would you say it's as exciting, more or less, than usual?
Well, I think generally it is a little bit less exciting than last year. I thought last year's season was quite incredible. We did have some good plays toward the end, and I'll mention some of my favorites when that comes up. But I think that it was also very interesting.
Ooh.
It was an interesting season.
Very quickly, what are one or two things that made it really interesting for you?
Well, I think the musical Once, which is unique. It has a completely different point of view about musicals altogether. It's understated, but very beautiful, and it has a lot of humor and wonderful music.
I love the show, too, so I certainly can't disagree with you
there. Oh, I'm so glad that you got to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. Let's talk with Roz now about the two categories that she is going to be dissecting for us in this year's Tony Awards. First of all, Best Performance by an Actor in a Featured Role in a Play. The nominees include Christian Borle for Peter and the Starcatcher, Michael Cumstey, End of the Rainbow, Tom Eden, One Man, Two Governors, Andrew Garfield, Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, and Jeremy Shamus in Clybourne Park. Roz, your thoughts?
Well, it's very interesting because, and this is what makes it an interesting season, I saw Peter and the Starcatcher last year off-Broadway, and I thought it was sort of a sophisticated kids' show. Hmm. And I was very surprised that it moved to Broadway, and it did receive some very, very good reviews. But I'm still a little surprised about that particular show. It was imaginative.
Okay.
But I wasn't that impressed with it, personally. I was blown away by Michael Cumstey's performance in End of the Rainbow because I didn't care for the play and I didn't care for Tracy Bennett's performance.
Hmm.
But I thought Michael Cumstey was so moving in the part of this pianist and her accompanist and a man who had lived sort of in the shadows in those days as a gay person, and he never gives a bad performance, but I just thought he went above and beyond.
Now, how about Tom Eden in One Man, Two Governors?
Well, you know, this is an incredible performance physically, because he falls down, and he collapses, and he's very funny, and what he does with his body is simply amazing. And, of course, he looks much older than he really is. So that was interesting from a physical point of view.
Okay.
But then compared to Andrew Garfield in Death of a Salesman, it's really, I think, unfair to put them in the same category because Andrew Garfield's role as the son in Death of a Salesman from the very beginning to the very end, I mean, this is an incredible performance.
Okay.
And it's a very hard part, it's a very difficult part. And it's much more developed, I would say, than Michael Cumstey or Tom Eden.
And what about Jeremy Shamus?
Ah, that's an interesting question.
Okay.
Jeremy is also a very reliable and very versatile actor. And he was very, very good in Clybourne Park. But...
So who do you think...
My vote?
Yeah.
My vote goes to Andrew Garfield.
Oh, Andrew Garfield. It is also, probably the meatiest role in the...
It is a meaty role.
Do you think he'll win?
Oh, do I think he'll win? Yes.
Okay. One vote for Andrew Garfield.
Yes, I do.
from Roz Friedman. We're talking with her. She is the theater critic for WMNR Radio in Connecticut, also on the executive board and nominating committee for the Outer Critics Circle. So we will ask her also about featured actress in a play. The nominees include Linda Amond in Death of a Salesman, Spencer Caden, Don't Dress for Dinner, Celia Keenan-Bolger in Peter and the Starcatcher, Judith Light from Other Desert Cities, and Condola Rashad in Stickfly. Roz, picks and predictions.
Here we go. It's an interesting category again. The Outer Critics, I'd like to mention, gave its featured actor award to James Earl Jones, who still possesses the most magnificent voice ever, ever developed in theater. But their featured actress went to Spencer Caden. And I don't know how many people know that Spencer Caden, 10 years ago, won all the awards for Urinetown.
Right.
And it was her debut on Broadway. She gave up 10 years. For the last 10 years, she got married and had a child and has not been in theater at all. And now she comes back in this farce, Don't Dress for Dinner, which is a cute play. It's not a great play. It's cute. And she's phenomenal. And she won our Outstanding Actress, Featured Actress Award.
Did you vote for her in the category?
Just as cute as a button.
Well, yeah, but did you vote for her?
I voted for her. I just thought her performance made the play.
So,
but here we have a Condola Rashad. I love the play Stickfly. I thought her performance was excellent. Judith Light was very, very good and took the place of Linda Lavin, who started in that role, who began in that role, and moved over to the Lions. That's another story. Celia Keenan-Bolger, she's so talented. But I didn't think that Linda Amond in Death of a Salesman, I thought she was good, but I didn't think she was great. I mean, I thought she was fine in the role, but I've seen this role played by others, and they were... She didn't bring anything new to it.
I agree with that. Yeah. So can I ask, do you think the Tony voters will go with Spencer Caden on this one? Or who
This is a toughie. I really don't know what's going to happen with this award. But anyone who saw Don't Dress for Dinner?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't seen her, she really pulled off. It was quite a tour de force. Gee, I would love it if she did win it, but I wouldn't be unhappy if anyone else in this list won. And Condola Rashad is a young, as you know, wonderful actress. And she did a very, very good job in the role. So I'd love to see, you know, it would be wonderful if she could win.
Now, Roz, we have just another moment or two with you. And I'm curious, you just a week or so ago got through with the Outer Critics Circle Awards. Any great moments, anecdotes that you recall from the ceremony and from the OCC?
Yes. Josh Gad from the Book of Mormon was one of our presenters, and he followed. James Earl Jones got up and accepted his award, and then Josh Gad called out and said, "I'll pay you $20. If you can make put a message on my machine." And he said, no. He said, $30. He said, no. Then the audience started to yell out their numbers. Everyone was laughing, and it was good fun.
Definitely. And actually, it's a great idea for BCEFA if they start auctioning off, if they'll ever do that.
Josh Gad, as you know, by the way, is leaving the show this week.
He's leaving Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. He's going into a television show which he has written.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and he said, "I've sold out to Hollywood."
he
was so wonderful in that show.
Very last question for Roz Friedman. Any real great memories, like the very best this year in Connecticut theater?
Unfortunately, I think Connecticut theater has not been very good this year.
I've been
very disappointed. But we did have a Pulitzer Prize winner in Water by the Spoonful. Which was at the Hartford Stage. And it was a good play. I have to tell you, I'm not sure I would, you know, give it a Pulitzer Prize, but it was an interesting play. I say the word interesting this year.
I
must tell you what my favorite show is of the year.
Sure, please.
On New York, Broadway.
Okay.
The Lions.
Oh, I love that.
It did not get the attention it should have. was not nominated. I loved Other Desert Cities, but we gave it the award for Out of Critics Off-Broadway last year. That's a perfect play. But The Lions, I've seen it twice with Linda Lavin, and it's fabulous.
Oh, that first scene is hysterically funny. I mean, she just rocks
the best.
It. Well, Roz Friedman, it's always a delight to talk to you and to bring you on to our Tony shows. Tell everybody when they can hear you on WMNR Radio.
Well, I'm on Mondays and Thursdays at 4:45 and Saturdays and Sundays at noon. But you can go in on WMNR.org, and if you go down to the very bottom of the newsletter, there's a link to all my theater reviews that are published.
Terrific. WMNR.org. Well, thank you, Roz. It's been a joy talking to you. Best of luck with this new upcoming season and with all the shows that you're seeing.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's been a pleasure.